WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director today. It's 12:30 Central Time, and here with AM 580 News, Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Illinois is deploying more troops as well as prison inmates as part of the effort to hold back floodwaters along the Mississippi River. Amanda Vinicky has an update.
The governor's activated a total of 1,100 National Guard troops. The Illinois Emergency Management Agency's Patty Thompson says, in addition, the state is putting prisoners to work. Inmates are assisting with sandbagging operations along the Mississippi. Thompson says Illinois is trying to put people in place to avert problems early.
You want them there before the worst. You want them there so that your levees are ready.
Thompson says projections about water levels are constantly changing, but in some areas, experts predict the crest could top what was seen during record-level flooding in 1993. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Meanwhile, more than a dozen people sandbagging a levee before it broke near the western Illinois town of Gulfport had to be rescued by helicopter when the rising Mississippi burst its banks. The breach forced the closure of the Great River Bridge that connects the small village of Gulfport across the river to Burlington, Iowa, via Highway 34. The rising waters also threatened to deluge farmland. Lawmakers from both parties are leaning on the Speaker of the Illinois House to take action on a $34 billion construction spending bill. They, along with labor leaders and Blagojevich administration officials, took their campaign to the steps of the University of Illinois' Lincoln Hall, which has been in line for state funding for restoration for more than a decade. U of I officials say the crumbling lecture hall in the quad will be partially unused this summer and fall. Democrat Jay Hoffman of Collinsville has been Governor Blagojevich's point man in the House. But Speaker Michael Madigan has said he doesn't trust the governor to follow through on spending in the Capitol bill. Hoffman contends there are safeguards to ensure the spending happens as advertised.
There would be memorands of understanding, there would be a lockbox, there would be limits on the bonding authority, and there are provisions in this bill to make sure that on a regional basis the money for transportation is adequately spread out throughout the entire state. All things the governor is willingly accepted.
The capital spending plan also has the approval of House Republicans. Representative Bill Black of Danville says it's not pork barrel spending, but a wise use of the people's money. But there are still differences in how to pay for the plan. Gambling expansion has been the most popular idea. The dean of the University of Michigan School of Social Work will become the new chancellor at the University of Illinois Chicago campus next year. Paula Allen Mears is expected to take over in January. The move still needs approval from the university's Board of Trustees, expected next month. Allen Mears has held her current job since 1993. Before that, she was the dean of the School of Social Work at the U of I at Urbana. University President Joseph White called Allen Mears a high-achieving leader. She's from Buffalo, New York, and will replace Sylvia Manning, who retired. Champaign City Manager says he should have a formal announcement tomorrow on a new fire chief. Steve Carter withheld comment until tomorrow on whether the city will hire its former fire chief for the job. Last week, Doug Forsman returned to Champaign from Colorado for interviews as the lone finalist for the post. Carter says he's returned to Colorado. Forsman served 12 years as fire chief until he left in 1992. Some state lawmakers are calling for a moratorium on prison closures. Illinois' governor this year proposed closing two facilities. Republican Senator Dan Rutherford says there's a clear lacking of objectivity in how decisions about Illinois' prisons are made. He says a prime example is how Governor Blagojevich announced plans to close the Stateville prison near Joliet, only to then promptly reverse course without justification and put the Pontiac prison on the chopping block instead. He says there was a ping-pong effect with regards to the announcement of prison closures. Rutherford represents Pontiac. He says Blagojevich should form a panel to review the condition of the state's prisons and then come up with a long-term plan. Until then, he says Illinois should hold off closing any facilities. A spokeswoman from the Department of Corrections says internal experts do their own research and are well-equipped to make those decisions. The Federal Aviation Administration is removing flight restrictions at O'Hare Airport, originally designed to prevent delays. Sam Hudzik reports on what that could mean for travelers.
As jet fuel prices eat away their profits and more, some major airlines are severely cutting their flight schedules. Already, passenger traffic at O'Hare is down almost 3% this past year. In this environment, DePaul University transportation expert Joseph Schwederman calls the FAA's decision to open up flight traffic at O'Hare a common sense move.
When you have an airport that is seeing a reduction in capacity, to keep others out is just a really hard argument to make.
Schwederman says low-cost carriers JetBlue and Virgin America could try to scoop up the excess capacity, putting fare pressure on O'Hare's largest tenants, United and American. I'm Sam Hudzik.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Weather information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Dr. Arlo Bain at the Leroy Veterinary Clinic in Leroy, Illinois.